Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. The stock market is up, up, up. There is good news on the job front. Unbelievably good news. Employers added 339,000 new jobs in the month of May, according to the monthly employment report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a much hotter number, about twice as hot, as a matter of fact, to the prediction that the economists were expecting, which was 190,000. So, do you know what is amazing to me, Jeremy, is right now they are estimating the total jobs that are looking for people to fill them, looking for people to go to work, get paid. It's 10 million job openings we have in this country. And this, by the way, is one of the reasons that there's so many people who are trying to immigrate to the United States. The good news on the debt ceiling last night has done wonders for the market, which was up with a concluding what has ended up being a very successful week. Why is it up? It's up because we are not going to have some kind of horrible disaster associated with default, where they were talking about that would have cost 8 million jobs minimum if we had defaulted, and would have had a devastating international impact economically, and particularly, of course, on the economy of the United States of America. This is a tremendous victory for the Speaker of the House, for Kevin McCarthy, who a lot of people had written off, because he was supposed to be the weakest speaker we've ever had, because he had made all these deals. It had taken him 15 different ballots to be elected speaker before he could get people with the Freedom Caucus to go along with him. Well, the people with the Freedom Caucus still don't go along with him. There were 71 Republicans who voted no on the bill in the House of Representatives of the United States. But in the House of Representatives, McCarthy won almost 2-1. Last night, they got more than enough senators that they needed. There were only 17 Republican senators who voted for the debt ceiling bill. But given the fact that there were so many Democrats who supported the bill, and reasonably enough, why did they do it? Because, again, despite the fact that I know that there are people out there who believe that the other side, whether the other side to you is the Democrats or the other side to you is Republicans, there are people who believe the other side wants to ruin America. It wants to destroy America. And they really want to see people suffer. When you're a politician, and you're depending on people voting for you, it doesn't really make any sense. So now that this bill is in place, I believe they're talking about doing a signing ceremony tonight. Is that right, Jeremy? Joe Biden is going to be doing a signing ceremony. And you know what? Everyone should make sure that there are no sandbags on the stage where the signing ceremony takes place. No, he'll be sitting probably at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. It'll be something like that. It'll be a big deal because it is a big deal. And I suspect he's going to be generous in giving credit to his partners on this. And his partners on this include Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and Mitch McConnell recovered from his injuries. Just importantly, in Axios, this just in from the New York Times, okay? Mr. Biden is expected to sign the bill before Monday, the so-called X date, when the Treasury Secretary said the government would run out of cash to pay its bills on time. as a situation that economists predicted would cause global turmoil. The president's remarks are scheduled for 7 p.m. That's 7 p.m. tonight. So when I'm on the way home from the office here, where I'm broadcasting today from our studios, and I should be able to hear what the president has to say. And it would be appropriate if Kevin McCarthy had something to say as well, because this is a great personal triumph to him. And there's a great piece by Kimberly Strassel about the Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and the headline, McCarthy Earns the Speakership. And she writes that as Kevin McCarthy triumphantly caps this long week of a debt ceiling showdown, his painful January seems like a distant memory. The House Speaker notched a real win this week when the House passed 314-117, and last night it was 63-36, the votes in the Senate. Most of those votes for the bill from Democrats, but plenty of Republicans, including the Republican leadership, voting for the debt ceiling bill. The House Speaker notched a real win this night. House passed 314-117, a spending reform bill negotiated almost entirely on Republican terms. The legislation is no panacea to federal ills, though it marks a sharp reversal from 18 months of Biden White House dominance. Equally important, it sent a loud message. Republicans can govern. Wow. Well, exactly right. And why does this matter so much? It matters because the threat of not having a bill and not being able to pay people's Social Security on time or other bills that the government incurred was dangerous to our national defense and terribly dangerous to our economy. What's in it? Axios asks. Spending, it keeps non-defense discretionary spending in the 2024 budget roughly steady at 2023 levels and caps growth for the 2025 budget at 1%. It codifies the Biden administration's request for $886 billion for the Pentagon. That's roughly a 3% increase. Now, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of Republicans who voted no on this, who said that that wasn't enough of an increase. But you weren't going to get more of an increase by having a default. What you were going to be doing is taking more federal money than you needed to and paying that in higher interest rates that you had on the existing national debt. And this does not stop the accruance of a national debt, but it slows it down a little bit. Driving the news, says Axios, senators voted 63-36 to pass the bill, with 46 Democrats and 17 Republicans voting for it, a group of 31 Republicans, mostly conservatives, voted against the bill. The only presidential candidate in the U.S. Senate at the moment, and believe it or not, that's Tim Scott, he voted no. So voting no did the Senate Republican Conference Chair John Barrasso of Wyoming. Five progressives also voted against it. Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who's not a Democrat and he's an independent. John Fetterman, he probably doesn't even know what he was voting on, but he voted no. Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Jeff Merkley of Oregon, they're not related. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren. Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican of Tennessee, was attending his son's graduation. He was the only senator who didn't vote. We'll be right back with more on the impact and what it means politically coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Look, good news is infectious, and it is a joy to be able to share it. This in the brand new, just posted on the Wall Street Journal, the May jobs report released Friday blew far past Wall Street's expectations, signaling that hiring across the U.S. economy remains robust. And if one thinks that jobs are a good thing, that work is a good thing, that it's actually good that Republicans were able to get into the debt ceiling bill some of the work requirements for welfare for a very select group of people. Now, again, this is not a massive change, but it's a move in the right direction, as the whole debt ceiling bill is. This was the last monthly job snapshot before the Fed's June meeting, where the central bank is expected to hold rates steady after 10 consecutive increases. Why? Because we're doing a little bit better on inflation. The Senate voted to raise the debt limit, averting a default. The bill now goes to President Biden to sign. He's going to sign it at 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. The Dow added 2%, or more than 650 points, the Wall Street Journal reported earlier. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rose about 1%. The S&P climbed 1.5%, with every sector in the green moving in the right direction. All three indexes are on tracks for gains this week. The Wall Street fear gauge dipped. Treasury yields rose. The yield on the 10-year note was recently at 3.691%. compared with 3.607% on Thursday. This is all positive, is it not? I mean, is there something wrong here? Well, part of what's wrong is what's going on with North Korea. Apparently, they have an entire espionage and secret program to undermine the American government. How is that going, and what does that mean? We'll be talking about that with Gordon Chang a little bit later. But in terms of the debt ceiling deal, which is a very strong indicator that, yes, it is possible for these parties to work together on something that is clearly in the national interest, the they secured, just getting this done, one of the things they had to do is they had to deal with all of the amendments that they were offering to the debt ceiling deal in the Senate. There were 11 different amendments that were allowed to be brought to the floor. None of them passed. Why not? Because if they had amended this bill, they would have had to go back to the House of Representatives. They might not have gotten this thing done on time. Remember, X day is Monday, which is the day basically when the world was supposed to be starting to fall apart. That didn't happen. And that's a good thing. And it's a very serious matter that this got done. And the way that it was treated, well, Lawrence O'Donnell announced it on MSNBC because he was the guy who was on the air in the middle of the night when the Senate finally voted. It sounded like this. This is clip 11.
And there it is, 63-36. The bill is passed, as you just heard from the junior senator from California presiding over this very important session of the United States Senate. We said at the beginning of this hour that it was on a fast version of the slow track. It turned out to be on an even faster track tonight. The United States Senate has passed the extension of the elimination, complete elimination of the debt ceiling for the next 2 years. So this will not be an issue again for 2 years in the Congress.
Is somebody going to miss that, that we don't have to go through this again? By the way, the only reason it is an issue, it was never an issue when Trump was president. When Trump was president, we raised the debt ceiling three different times because we had an emergency, which was called COVID-19, which involved a lot of new government spending. I mean, that was a very, very natural thing. Did anyone miss the fact that the debt ceiling was raised automatically? Now they don't have to specify any of the debt ceiling arrangement. That, by the way, was only incorporated into our federal government in 1917 in the middle of World War One. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, and again, it's a very, very fragile Senate majority because it's 51 to 49, and one of those 51 is the 89-year-old Dianne Feinstein. And by the way, among the very interesting pieces of scuttlebutt is the three Democrats who are running for Dianne Feinstein's seat in 2024 were split on this. Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, the very extreme liberals, voted no on the debt ceiling deal. And Adam Schiff, considered to be the more moderate Democratic candidate, actually voted yes. By the way, there's also going to be a Republican candidate, it looks like, and somebody who could shake up the entire race. Because the way it works in California is that you have a wide open primary, and everybody runs Republicans, Democrats together, and the top two vote getters actually come out and they compete in the general election. And the candidate who is shaking things up is someone who's never run for office before, but he's a very much a California celebrity. In fact, he's a worldwide celebrity. His name is Steve Garvey. Yeah, that's Steve Garvey, a star for the Dodgers, first baseman, somebody who has been a political conservative for a long time. Is it possible that Steve Garvey, running against three different Democrats, could actually finish in the top two and get into a general election, which he might have a chance of winning? There's nothing written in the law that says that Republicans can't win in California. Meanwhile, winning against North Korea is crucial. What is the world's largest transnational criminal organization? We'll answer that question and more coming up with Gordon Chang concerning China, Korea, and U.S. security in the future. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Michael MedVed Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden set to speak tonight about the debt ceiling bill that's passed Congress and awaits his signature. And he'll talk about just how dangerously close the U.S. came to default. One asset manager says the U.S. risks a downgrade in its bond rating every time Congress flirts with default. The Justice Department has closed its investigation of the handful of classified documents found at Mike Pence's house and says it will not file any charges. Pence will be among six Republican hopefuls attending the Roast and Ride dinner in Des Moines. It's one of the signature events for candidates campaigning in Iowa. With three people still unaccounted for, searchers are back looking through the rubble of that partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Tropical storm Arlene has just formed in the Gulf of Mexico, but forecasters say it won't last long and is no direct threat to the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medved Show, here is a provocative question. What is the world's largest transnational criminal organization? And somebody here is thinking a Mexican drug cartel or the mafia. No. Gordon Chang says that at 96.7 million members, it is the Communist Party of China. Beijing's primary goal is rule, not just domination, of planet Earth and the near parts of the solar system. They are planning their own moon expedition coming up. Gordon Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War, another book by Gordon Chang. He's reachable on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. That's a source of all kinds of information. So, Gordon, what should the response be if we recognize that the Communist Party of China, with its nearly 100 million official members, is a criminal organization? What should the response of the U.S. and the world be?
Well, thanks, Michael. And this response should be, we should treat it like a criminal organization, a cartel. We should be prosecuting it. So, for instance, you know, we have all these issues about fentanyl, and we'll go after a fentanyl trafficker. But really what we should be doing is we should be going after the Communist Party and treating it as such. And once we convict it, which is, I think, easy to do, then we should be taking its assets. We should be taking its members, putting them in jail. The problem is that the Communist Party, in a near-total surveillance state, knows what these fentanyl gangs are doing. They support them with their diplomats. They also support them with propaganda. And so it's clear that we're not dealing with just individual criminals. We're dealing with a criminal organization that happens to run a state.
Would you try to bring these cases in the World Court in The Hague? How would you do it? In the UN?
Yeah, I do it in the United States. These are crimes against the U.S., killing Americans, for instance. We prosecute murderers in our country. We don't have to go to The Hague to do that. We can do that here. As a matter of fact, I think it would be better to do it here because the victims are Americans.
The CIA director, whose name is Bill Burns, it was just revealed he had made an unannounced secret trip to China last month to try to calm things down after the spy balloon incidents. How did that go? Was that a good move for the director of our Central Intelligence Agency?
Absolutely not. I mean, here we have a gross violation of our sovereignty. If anybody should be trying to calm things down, it should be China. And, you know, what happens here is that China violates our sovereignty, and what do? We delay imposing measures that we would have otherwise put in place, and that's according to Reuters reporting. So China gets a twofer. It gets to surveil our nuclear weapon sites, and it gets to postpone all of these measures that should be imposed right away.
Speaking of China surveilling nuclear weapon sites, an unbelievable story this morning in the Washington Times, headline, North Korea targets U.S. intel figures on a secret cyber hit list. And this is not China. This is North Korea. Does North Korea have that kind of intelligence operation that could be a real threat to the United States here in our territory?
Well, the answer to that is yes, and it is China, because most of North Korea's hackers are actually based in China, because North Korea doesn't have good internet connections, so it got to go to a country which does. And the North Korean hackers, we know where they are. China runs the Great Firewall, the most sophisticated set of internet controls in the world. You can't send out a cyber attack from China and not have the Chinese officials know about it. And you certainly can't receive hundreds of terabytes of data from outside back into China without the Chinese knowing about it. So, in the November 2014 Sony Pictures Entertainment hack, the FBI was asked, is there any other country other than North Korea involved? And, you know, the FBI said no. But the FBI knew that these attacks were launched from Chinese IP addresses. So, yes, the Chinese and the North Koreans are hacking us and they're engaging in all sorts of bad behavior, but we will not even say it in public. So this is on us. And the Chinese and North Koreans continue doing this because we look craven. We look afraid. We look intimidated. They commit crimes against us, and what do? We say, we didn't see it.
There's another story which seems so incredibly bizarre, but apparently it's been verified now. Headline, suspected Chinese spies disguised as tourists tried to infiltrate an Alaskan military base. This is near Fairbanks, Alaska. Are there a lot of tourists who come to visit our military bases in the middle of the Alaskan interior? And go ahead.
There'd be a lot fewer if the Chinese weren't using their intelligence agents as tourists. You know, I didn't know that they got tourist visits. I mean, This is interesting. You know, the Chinese are going to spy on us, and we should understand that. And we should also understand, Michael, that every Chinese national is under a compulsion to spy against the United States. It's not only in the Communist Party's top-down system, but it's also Articles 7 and 14 of China's National Intelligence Law of 2017. So, you know, when we talk about Chinese nationals in our countries, we're talking about potential saboteurs, potential spies, and we won't talk about this because we say, oh, well, this is a race, you know. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with China's communist system, and we will lose our country unless we start defending ourselves from a known threat.
And we are talking about it right now with Gordon G. Chang. He's available on Twitter. It's at Gordon G. Chang. This from CNN this week. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has called on his top national security officials to think about, quote, worst-case scenarios and to prepare for stormy seas as the ruling Communist Party hardens efforts to counter any perceived internal and external threats. What's a worst-case scenario for Xi Jinping?
Well, I suppose it's war. But, you know, the interesting thing about this report is that no one's threatening China. So if he thinks there's going to be a worst-case scenario, then it means he's attacking somebody and not doing particularly well. So this is, again, another indication that China's regime wants to go to war. And, again, we have a political establishment in our country that is not willing to acknowledge a known threat.
What about the Great Wall of North Korea that they have been building to defend their borders with China and Russia? What's the deal?
I think that, you know, North Korea realizes that it's got a lot of different enemies. But they also realize, I mean, they've got to keep North Koreans inside their country if they want to keep their regime going. So I think it's primarily internally directed rather than external. North Korea would not continue in existence were it not for China's support. So, I think that it's mostly internal, but it's hard sometimes to figure out exactly what's going on in Pyongyang.
It's, in other words, a desire to keep people inside North Korea more than it is to keep outsiders out. More like the old Berlin Wall than like, for instance, the border wall that President Trump was talking about. Gordon G. Chang, so much going on. We have to speak again soon. And so much going on that is a real danger to the United States. What about the political dangers in the United States? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Russian army and the Russian forces against Ukraine are committing almost daily atrocities. The most recent involves a mother and a 9-year-old girl who were killed on their way to a bomb shelter. And with all of that going on, a major victory, I guess, for the Kremlin, which has been announced by The Guardian, in Great Britain, and it turns out that Tara Reid, if you remember her, she was a former aide to Joe Biden, actually an intern, basically, in his Senate office in 1993, and she accused Senator Biden, before he became vice president, before he became president, of sexual assault. And she has a message to she has been a huge Vladimir Putin fan since the time she initially made the accusations, and it was one of the reasons that this never got that much traction, because again, when you looked at Tara Reid's current orientation and her personal history, this was not a solid source. This was not somebody with a record of believability or any participation in the American mainstream. She has a new announcement that is dated yesterday. It says, "To my Russian brothers and sisters, I'm sorry right now that American elites are choosing to have such an aggressive stance." And the former Senate staffer who made claim in 2020 appears on Russian media alongside a convicted Russian agent in the U.S., Maria Butina. Tara Reid, a former Senate staffer who in 2020, during the campaign, accused Joe Biden of sexual assault, has said she has now defected to Russia. You know, the only... Who is the most famous defector to Russia we've ever had in this country, Jeremy? You know. Immediately, Lee Harvey Oswald. Yes, right. This is unbelievable. I'm still kind of in a daze, but I feel very, very good. Tara Reid said on Sputnik, a Russian press outlet supportive of President Putin, while sitting next to Maria Butina, a convicted Russian agent jailed in the U.S. but now a member of parliament in Russia. I feel surrounded by protection and safety. Of course, nothing makes you feel surrounded by protection and safety like defecting to the Kremlin. Now 59, Reid was a staffer for Biden when he was a senator from Delaware. At her press conference in Russia, Reid was described as a writer and publicist and former aide to Joe Biden. Sitting next to Butina, Reid said, "I just really so appreciate Maria and everyone who's been giving me protection at a time when it's been very difficult to know if I'm safe or not. I just didn't want to walk home and walk into a cage or be killed, which is basically my two choices." Reid recently considered testifying before U.S. House Republicans seeking to use committees to attack Biden and his family. The decision to defect to Russia, she told Sputnik, was very difficult. "I'm not an impulsive person. I really take my time and sort of analyze data points. And from what I could see, based on the cases and based on what was happening and the sort of push for them to not want me to testify, I felt that while the 2024 election is gearing up and there's so much at stake, I'm almost better off here and just being safe. My dream is to live in both places, but it may be that I only live in this place, and that's okay." Who knows how much time she has spent in Russia, but the idea of Russian defectors, I'm not sure that we should so profoundly mourn the loss of Tara Reid. Yesterday, we were talking about the Great Wall that they're building in North Korea. Yesterday was the day of the Great Fall at the Air Force Academy, where the president was giving a speech to graduates. It is traditional for the president to take one service academy or another and to speak at one of our service academies every year in commencement. So the president stood on the stage, shaking hands with graduates, congratulating them for 2 hours. And then when he was getting done with that, he was making a show of sort of semi-jogging, as he does, to get back to his seat. And he hit a sandbag, a black sandbag that he didn't see, and he tripped and he fell. And upon returning to the White House, he joked with reporters after he got off his helicopter. Listen, clip one. He then also skipped to show his agility to the press and that he wasn't injured. He isn't hospitalized. He fell down. He was picked up immediately by two people, lifted up, and he seemed to be fine. President Trump had a thoughtful response to President Biden's mishap, no doubt recalling his own criticism about sort of tiptoeing down a wet ramp when he was speaking at another service academy at West Point while he was still president. Here's President Trump, clip 9.
He actually fell down? Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. I hope he wasn't hurt. But it's the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to. It's like an ice cream. You know, it's a safe, because that was the best speech I think I've ever made. And it was pouring rain, and it was horrible and cold and windy. And they have a ramp that was pure like an ice skating rink. And it was like 25 feet long. And I talking to the general, and he has boots on, you know, big combat boots, and they're rubber soles. And I have nice leather boots. And I say, you know what, General, get ready. If I grab you, you just get ready, because I got this stupid ramp that somebody put up, and there's no stairs, right? And I said, so I tiptoed down, and I suffered for that. They never covered my speech. But everybody, the smart people understood that. But that's too bad. If he fell, it's too bad.
Okay, remember he was, for the same speech, he was criticized for gripping a glass with both hands, so it didn't shake and he didn't spill his water. And by the way, I defended Trump on this one because, okay, you do want to avoid falling or slipping. And, of course, as charming, and I will agree that Trump actually had a reasonable reaction here. DeSantis, well, the idea of Joe Biden being sandbagged, DeSantis was kind of more serious about it. This is 5.5.
Now, he did see, I think a lot of people saw, he had a fall at this Air Force event. And, you know, I don't know if he sustained injuries, but I just want to say that we hope and wish Joe Biden a swift recovery from any injuries he may have sustained. But we also wish the United States of America a swift recovery from the injuries it has sustained because of Joe Biden and his policies.
Okay, there you have it. And then Jim Clyburn, who's one of the very few people in Washington still, who's actually in the Biden age group, had this to say on the issue of Biden's age. This is the congressman from South Carolina who helped make Biden president by backing him in the primary. This is clip 19.
His age, are you concerned at all that this will have an impact on the campaign?
Yes, I've been saying all the time that age will have an impact. But whether or not it's determinative, I think will determine, be dependent upon whether or not he responds going forward and the way he responds.
Okay, the way the president had responded was with good humor. Apparently he is not injured. This is not one of the critical threats to the United States of America. There are critical threats out there, and some of them have to do with the functioning of our own political system. We'll be talking about that, and also the overwhelming issue of homelessness, which gets swept under the rug so often in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.